Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
So Q1, what's your goal in Q1 for your business?
So as I said, we're doing the toys brand. It's starting. It's very young. It's 2 years, a 2 month old company. So we need to scale it as much as we can. And I'm partnering with someone and starting pharmaceutical company, actual manufacturing. So we're going to be both manufacturing and selling, and we're going to get into the supplements a lot. This year will be a supplements for me. Manufacturing and selling and ranking and everything when it comes to the supplements and pharmaceutical. We are developing very unique products that currently has no offers in USA. And that is, I hope that's one of the biggest businesses I ever built in my life. So we'll see how it's going to go. I can tell
you. That's exciting. That's not like you to partner. You're not a partnering kind of girl. So that it must be really good.
Yes,
but
yes,
in
yes.
Pharmaceuticals, that's definitely huge. I know you've done a lot in the medical side of things. So excited to hear more about that when that gets going. All right, now the hard question.
Yes.
What do you think are your strongest traits or your strengths and your weaknesses, and then how do you overcome your weaknesses?
Let's start with the weaknesses. Weaknesses, as every female entrepreneur, we always have to remember that we are different from the male entrepreneurs, and our brain waves are different, and everything what we how we see the world is different. So it's just the idea that actually it's only 10% what's happening and 90% how we're reacting of that. And being the female, having the control of my emotions, it's very difficult because if your emotions are not stable, if you're not in the harmony, both in mind and heart with yourself, that negatively influences all the businesses and all the employees and all the people around you. So this is something very important and very painful for me to work with. But I'm really trying to do a good job of working on controlling myself, on not letting myself be emotionally weak, because I know that I have to be strong. If I'm not strong, I'm not gonna build anything. So this emotional, building the emotional strength, toughness, this is one of my weaknesses, because that's something I'm working on right now. Another weakness is probably, as every other female, is the idea that we have this guilt inside, like, oh my God, I don't spend enough time with my kid, I don't do that, I don't do crafts, I don't do arts, and this and that. That's my weak point. And like, this is something that lives always in your head. It's always there. It's not leaving your head. It's on the background, and it's like, that. So these are the things that
the stereotypical woman.
Yes. These are the things. When it comes to my strength, I think I am very good at seeing something. Like, if I have the idea, like you give me the idea, I can already from this idea build the whole brand, the whole operation, and everything just in the matter of a couple minutes. I'm really good at visionary thing, a visionary part of the business. So I can see things, I can see where it's going, where it's right now, and where it should be. Also, I'm very good at crisis management, I think. So when you get stuck into something, I have tons and tons and the ideas how to get out of spinning in my head. I'm always very good at getting something done in order to get back on track. These are my strengths. Everything else, I'm regular person. I'm going through my ups and downs like all of us every day. And yeah, we need to understand that this year actually showed us a lot. We've been lonely. We've been sitting in our places by ourselves, in our warehouses, offices, working, developing our brands. But this year it's even got tougher. So if we had the opportunity to go meet people like once a month, once in 2 months, here we just stuck and we were not able to do anything. And emotionally, Danny McMillan talked a lot about that. Emotionally, it influenced a lot of it. Even though we don't really talk about that, like this is not visible, that's something that bothers, but I know talking to other entrepreneurs, it was a hard year for all of us. Not only like physically with all the limits, with looking for the third party fulfillment, this emotionally, it was difficult. We kind of, they closed us and that was something we have to adjust and digest.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know we're all used to hanging out together and that kind of messed us up too, right?
Yep.
That actually transitions perfectly into our next question, which is kind of, you know, on the same spectrum in terms of, you know, what personal challenges have you faced while running your, you know, starting or running your business? You know, a lot, you talked a little bit about it, but, you know, throughout the years starting my businesses, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, I don't know if the people have heard this story, if they've listened to the podcast before, but I, you know, had a seven-figure, Android app business that Google one day just decided to turn off. You know, that's a hard pill to swallow, going from, you know, $3,000 a day net profit to zero, just from that one business. That was just one of my businesses. You know, besides the business though, you know, there's a lot of, like you were talking about, personal tolls, any major kind of personal things that you've had to push through, while still running your business, because I know a lot of people struggle with that.
I think during the last years, yes, I, you know, that I went through divorce. Divorce influenced me a lot. So it was like 2 years I wasn't able to actually create anything. I was just stick to whatever I had. And my whole idea during that time was just to push through the things, where the things were bad. But somehow, you know, like Ernest Hemingway said, that whatever doesn't kill us, make us stronger. So it made me way stronger in personal life. And now I know exactly what I want, how I want things to be. You know, it was needed to me. It was at the right timing. It was a good thing to happen, even though it was hard to go through that. And in business, when you talk to a business, I think it's something you can just laugh at and steal. Like when I was opening Pregnology, the first drawings, the engineers, so we started, I think, in December 2019. I got the first order, they were started to work. So then, COVID hits China and it was 3 good months of delay. So we couldn't start the production, but since the deposit were paid and we've been doing the manufacturing already, in process of manufacture, it was just the delay. So my idea, when I was starting Pregnology, I knew that my merchandise have to arrive somewhere in May. So we have the summer collection. So the whole summer collection had to arrive and be there on Amazon and everywhere in the beginning of summer. No one knew that the coronavirus is going to happen and we're going to be stuck. So at the end of the story, all summer collection, all Pregnology arrived end of August, like last 2 weeks of August. So I'm like, oh my God, what I'm going to do? I have shorts, I have dresses, I have tank tops, you know, a lot of money. It's thousands, 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 hundreds thousands of dollars are stuck and you don't know what to do. And then, and that already, and you need to understand, we didn't have limits or anything. It arrived in the Amazon warehouse. So the 40-foot container there. And then, of course, it wasn't selling as good as I was planning to sell that. And then the storage limits come for the merchandise, and then they increased the storage fees. So for all of this merchandise that I was planning to hold for another 6-8 months, I had to pay like thousands of dollars every week. So then I had to distribute a little bit went to my house, and then we have the warehouses. And you know, that's already the fourth quarter. We are in the fourth quarter. No one was accepting the merchandise. So I had to negotiate and make sure we find the place where to store them. You know, but these things, it's something that, like, if not this happened, something else would happen. I always look at that. And it's okay. You know, we live and we learn, and that's business. And you cannot be upset, and cannot, your mood cannot be flipped just because there is some hiccup in business. It's okay. You know what you're building, you know where you're going, and that's what it matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that. One of the reasons I love to ask questions like that is because so many people will see, you know, people like us who have been doing this for a very, very long time. And they look at success and be like, well, you know, I've been doing Amazon for 6 months. You know, why don't I have my Lamborghini yet? And they don't realize that, you know, to get here, I mean, one of my first businesses was at the age of 19, you know, and I've had some successes, but I still have lots of failures. And I feel like people don't talk about the failures enough. So thank you for sharing that. I think that's all, you know, great stuff that hopefully people can take to heart. Getting back to Amazon, you know, launches are always changing. You know, people are always trying new things, you know, chatbots and all, you know, all kinds of different kind of, you know, twists and turns on how to get ranked. What is your launch plan going to look like in 2021? You know, when you launch a new product, what are the steps that you're doing to make it a successful launch?
First of all, I want to tell you that all three of us been in the game that long, that looking at the launching strategies we're using right now, back what we've been using 6 years, 7-8 years ago, when you've been ranking just by adding to the cart, you've been buying from yourself. And this is like, oh my God, the world's changed.
Yep, they're tightening down on it, which I actually think, you know, is a benefit, I think, in the long run, you know, but the problem is every time they, you know, ratchet down on something, the people find a way around it. And you can't blame people for finding a way around it, because that's how business is done, right? If you figure out a way to launch a product or rank a product that nobody else knows about, and it might be a little gray hat, you know, you can't blame anybody for doing that. But on the same token, you know, I think the issue now is Amazon's kind of cracking down on that stuff, which, like I said, I think is good. But the problem is that they're not, because they're using so much AI now to crack down, they're not, you know, that enforcement isn't being spread fairly across the board, you know, with sellers. So I absolutely agree that, you know, it's ever changing. But going back to it, you know, are you doing anything differently in 2021? Or are you going to kind of stick with, you know, what a lot of people have been doing lately, which is, you know, chatbot, search, find, buy, rebates, you know, things like that?
I cannot tell you that I'm like always very clear and doing everything by toss. It's not true. We're playing around a little bit here, a little bit there. We're not going like really deep into the black hat techniques, but, you know, just here and there, and we see how it's going to fly.
Right.
So I don't know, and especially since I am targeting on the highly competitive niches in 2021, since, for example, TerraMed, we didn't even actually, and Amy knows, we didn't even actually ever advertise that or doing that. That's just the product that is good, and since we started, we actually never had really serious competition. So it's something difficult and something that needs lots of overhead. And, you know, it's not that easy to start with 25, 30 sizes and colors right away. So when it comes to launching stretches 2021, I think the most important thing is get the idea of your PPC, because that's the biggest pain right now, especially for the new products. If you go into top of search right away, it could be woo! You can keep losing thousands of dollars a day. So just be very smart about that. Use as many free tools as you can. We're talking about Amazon Post. We're talking about getting a little bit traffic from Facebook, from Instagram, from Google. Just don't overdo it, because that would actually can harm your ranking. What else is good? Try to target as much as you can by the competitors, because that's normally not that expensive when you're trying to reach top of search right away. And organic search, find, buy, that's the best thing. And yeah, I have to do a small shout out to Rand Bell here, if I'm allowed. Hey, Isabella, if you're listening to us, yes. She's doing a great job, and I really think that it's one of the strategies that's going to be popular again in 2021, since the cost of PPC is killing us. So,
yeah, absolutely. Amazon is transferring into a pay-to-play platform, which, you know, everybody saw that writing on the wall, and I definitely feel like, you know, this is, you know, that time is upon us. But what I want you guys to remember is, you know, Amazon is always launching these new ad spots, right? We talked about it a lot, like the video ads right now. The video ads are still killing it. I just put up a new one last night for one of our products that we have a little extra inventory left over from the holidays. And, you know, if you do a decent video, even if you go on Canva, you can even go on Canva now. A lot of people don't know this, and make really great Amazon videos with transitions and music and things like that. They've really done a good job. You don't even need to go to Fiverr anymore, which I think you can do a better job with Fiverr, you know, without going to Fiverr or doing any of that. But I know that, you know, just like with your main photos, that, you know, video is also, you know, a big part of having success. I know, Christina, that you were doing that for a while. Are you still offering those types of services in terms of creating like really high quality, like lifestyle type videos?
Yes, I do. I do own the marketing company. It's called AMZ Create. We do have the lifestyle videos, and we had lots of orders during fourth quarter, both for all of my brands, for all our things that we're doing, and also we're taking clients. And the prices are very affordable. It's around $450 per video. And yeah, if you have any questions, you have my Facebook guys, hit me up, and I will get you the prices and the offers how we can do for your listing. And AMZ Create, we only doing the videos right now. We don't offer any photography right now, because we are so busy with the videos that we actually don't have time for doing pictures, infographics, and everything that comes with this.
Yeah. Well, in all my years of entrepreneurship, I've started to learn more and more every day, and I'm rereading the book, The One Thing, right? Which is, you know, if you go too wide, you know, why add photos, right? If you're going to be the best video producer for Amazon, just rock the video and send somebody else to, you know, sometimes we try to go too wide, even with some of my tools that I've created in the past, you know, always trying to be like, you know, every tool for every person. And when you go too wide, I think that you start losing some of the magic that you had when you were really focused. So, I absolutely love that you're just doing video right now, and hopefully you just stick with that. On a slightly different tact, you know, a lot of people, I know for me starting out, and even to this day, it's one of the things that I really have to work hard on, because I'm not good at it, is staying organized, building processes, things like that. Do you have any advice or kind of any framework on how you create processes for either your Amazon business or, you know, your service businesses, things like that?
So one of my best is Mina Elias, Egyptian Prescription. And I think, honestly think, I've never seen anyone like that in my life. So efficient and so good at writing and doing SOPs. So wherever your business needs special instructions, special procedures, you want to set up the work with your VA, you want to set up the work, how you automate your business processes. When it comes to Amazon or any other online business or any other, even any business, I think this guy is really genius at what he does. And I honestly, believe me or not, I've been working with many people, with many mentors of mine who've been helping me during the way. But his SOPs, and in general, like wherever you come to the SOP and you need SOP in your life, like that helps. And sometimes I even get into the point that I'm doing the SOP, however harsh it could sound, like for my life, for my everyday life. When you know the step-by-step in some routine, it's getting things easier. It does not allow you to stuck with the face questioning, oh my God, what I'm doing next, to this and this. Because in any SOP, you have two variants. Like if this didn't go, you try this. If this didn't go, there is two other ways. So in automating and doing the instructions, always, if you cannot do them yourself or you see that they're not performing well, they're not efficient, always ask for help. And it's very easy. There is special trained people, or there are many even softwares they can help you to automate, just to put it in a special format that will be easy, digestible for you or employees, whoever is going to use that. And when it comes to Amazon business, I think I can just highly recommend Mina. And if someone has the questions how to better automate their businesses, I think that's the best one. And also when it comes to the VA, because all Amazon sellers, we work with the VAs, the outsource school, Nathan Hirsch right now, they're really good. And yeah, let's do the small shout out to them. And there is good procedures and SOPs right there that can help you scale your business as well and automate it.
Yeah, Nathan is a wizard. And I was just about to ask that. It sounds like you're not afraid to outsource work when it comes to your business. A lot of people don't like to outsource or feel like, you know, hiring somebody to do work is too expensive, or, you know, oh, I can just do that. But what people don't realize is a lot of times when you do that, that you're now taking up space. Like you said, you know, visionary. As the creator of your brand, of your company, you are supposed to be a visionary, right? You're supposed to be at a higher yes. level in terms of strategy and seeing where to go, not actually like getting your hands dirty. Not to say you shouldn't get your hands dirty. You of course have to. You have to be in the day-to-day of your business. But you know, what they always say is if it's like a $5 or $10 an hour task, you shouldn't be doing it as a CEO or the owner of a company. So that's another, you know, kind of good tidbit to take off of what Christina's saying in terms of, you know, hiring people that may be an expert in something that you're not. And not only that, but, you know, will cost, you know, not much money at all. So definitely look at outsourcing folks when you're not an expert in, you know, a certain field. Now, Christina, you're not going to get off of the podcast today without talking about your dirty, naughty blog that is quite entertaining, even though lately I haven't seen any posts. Are you off of it now? Like what's going on there?
So we took a 2-month break during the holidays and everything. And in 2 months, I think that will be end of January, or we're getting closer to the Valentine's Day, 14th of February. We're getting ready for the product launches under Beach and Tap. We're going to be launching some products, and that's a big surprise. It's coming. Believe me, guys, if I do something, I don't dump it in the middle of the road. So we're going to get it. And the Bishan Tap has just got trademarked. So we're still there. We're still working. And yes, we're restoring our energy to impress you with the great stuff that's coming soon.
Yeah. And this is a semi-family friendly podcast. So we can't talk about it, but definitely go and Google the WAP post, which I would say was probably the one that got the most juice. Check that out, folks. On that note, Christina, let people know what you're doing right now, how people can get a hold of you, and
Right now, I'm focusing, as I said, two businesses that are launching, Panda Brothers already launched, but we're going to grow it a lot in 2021. And main is a pharmaceutical business that is about to launch in 2021. It's called Rida Pharmaceuticals. So, guys, I hope you'll hear this name. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to finally make me a billionaire, I think. So let's keep the fingers crossed and see how it's going
to go. Finally, like she didn't just start like a couple years ago.
Don't forget about the little people, right? I want to fly on the jet too. Another thing I always like to ask too is, you know, whenever we have people on, is what are you into? Any books, podcasts, motivational materials, self help? Kind of what are you digesting right now in terms of information or books or things like that?
Right now, I'm digesting Andy Frisella. I am trying to get ready to 75 hard in 4 days. I'm starting 75 hard. Oh my God, I'm so scared. And yes, and Clubhouse also is taking a lot of time of my life right now. So these are the things that I'm focused on. But you know, as all entrepreneurs, we have to be in these things. We have to work on our mindset on everyday basis. We cannot give ourselves a break. If our mindset is somewhere else, we can forget about the businesses, money, opportunities, abundance, mindset, wealth, anything like this is not going to work. So, if you're an entrepreneur, if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to be successful, if you want to make money, whatever you want for yourself, you can do yourself. And everything comes from the head. If that's in your head, if you set what you want in your head, if you have the clear vision, if you have the abundance mindset, that's one of my favorite quotes from my best. If you have that mindset, everything comes to you easy. You don't have to work hard for that. You just visualize what you want and to do whatever it takes for this to be done. You already have all the knowledge and all the power to get anything in this world. And I think that's the most important thing. And thank you for asking me, because I think all entrepreneurs have to share as much as they can what they do. And like Andy Frisella, 75 hard, real as fuck. I'm sorry saying that AF. But this thing actually blew my mind, and I've been listening to him for weeks already. So, and that actually opened my mind and opened my mind, my eyes in many spheres in our life. And we'll see how 75 heart is going to work for me. I don't know. Did you guys have heard about that? Did you do that? Try?
No, I haven't heard. Have you heard about it, Andy? What is it called? 75 hard or heart?
75 hard. You have 75 days. Every day you have to do two workouts. One workout has to be outside. And that's the rule. Also, it's clean eating, no alcohol completely for 75 days, and 10 pages of the actual book, not the audio book, not the podcast or anything. You have to actually read 10 pages. And of course, clean eating, good diet, exercising, clear mindset, blah, 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 blah. This thing. But, you know, just the ability not to go to the party, have a cocktail, and exercise at the same time two times a day. Even though it's raining or the bad weather, or you just have the one of those days that when you don't want to get out of the bed whole day, we'll see how it's going to work. You know, I always like to see my limits. I want to push myself further and see where I can be and what could happen like with my life if I change something dramatically. We'll see. Isabella Hamilton as well does that. So you can watch. I'll try to document whole process on my Instagram, I think, or on Facebook. And I'll share the updates with you guys. That's an interesting thing.
Awesome.
A transformational, so 75 hard, and by Andy Frisella, a transformational mental toughness program. Yeah. Iron Man for your brain. How to take complete control of your life in only 75 days. Okay, interesting. I'll check it out. I already work out really hard once a day.
Yes, let's do it. January, I need some support. Let's do it. Let's want to transform our life. We have things to do in 2021. So let's make it, let's start it hard right away.
I like it. Good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. All right, guys. If you have not done so yet, please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, rate, review, all that good stuff. We really appreciate it. We love getting feedback. If you guys want to join us on social, Amy's group is Amazing at Home. Mine is Amazon FBA Titans. We answer tons of questions in there. We help you guys out. We talk about what we're up to, all that kind of fun stuff. Also, don't forget that we do this recording live every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern in the United States of America. If you guys want to join us live, please do so. What's cool about that is we'll stop the recording. We stop the live stream and we just have everybody who has shown up live in the Zoom meeting and you guys get to interact with us, ask questions, get free advice, all that great stuff. So please join us live and we will see you guys next time on the Seller Roundtable. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.